I had a classmate of mine in seminary that would love to talk, and he would love to dialogue, and it seemed like sometimes he would take the opposite opinion just because he thought it would be fun to have the discussion. I think of him often when I hear about some of the stories of the Pharisees just wanting to have this dialogue and discussion with Jesus. But make no mistake, right? The Pharisees are not like my classmate. Okay, and those of you that have raised teenagers, the Pharisees are not like your teenagers. Because your teenagers might want to do that too, where they just want to have a discussion for the sake of discussion. They just might want to argue and talk things through just because they're teenagers and they're trying to gather more information about the world. Okay, that's not what's happening with the Pharisees. The Pharisees' intent is malice. Right? They want to catch Jesus in a trap. They want to catch Jesus in a lie, and they want to say, aha, we got you. And their big plan today is asking this question to Jesus, do we pay the tax or not? There's a lot of good opportunities to use our money to help the poor and to help those who are in need and to proclaim the gospel and the kingdom. What do you say? And Jesus says that beautiful, beautiful statement in response to them. Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar and give to God what belongs to God. And my friends, that's what today's readings are about. It's about giving to God what belongs to God. It's about making sure that our priorities are in the right order. It's about making sure that Jesus knows the intentions of our heart. Yeah, I think it's okay sometimes in our own prayer life, when we're struggling, when we're having a tough time, we can be like my classmate in the seminary. We can be like a teenager challenging their parents to say, all right, God, what is going on with life? What is going on with the world? I think it's okay sometimes to do that. But it's not okay to have the malice in the heart to say, aha, God, I got you. Because He doesn't do that to us. Why? Because we heard in the first reading today, He doesn't do that to us because He loves us. We belong to Him. And He reminds us that He is the Lord and the God, and there is no other. What today's reading should do for us is it should try to help us put things in the right priority. It should help us simplify our lives to say, God, am I doing the most important things in the most important places in my life? Is money important? Yeah, it is. You got to have money to eat and to live and pay your apartment. You got to have money to be able to provide for your family. So yeah, money is important. But is it the most important thing? Hopefully not for us, but for some people in life, for some people in our world, in our society, money is the most important thing. And if it's not money that's the most important thing, there are other things that we turn to that we say, this is a little bit more important than faith, or than love, or than hope. That's why we ask God today to help us, to put things in the right priorities, in the right places in our lives, so we can faithfully follow Him. We're not going to be able to faithfully follow Him if we mess up our priorities in life, if we put things in the wrong order. But we will be happy in life. We will find joy in life if we put things in the right places. My friends, at the end of August, our city got a nice little dose of a priority check. When the rain was falling continuously for 5 days, it gave us a chance to ask the question, what's really important? Is it money? Is it our stuff? Is it our house or our car? Or is it our faith and our family and our relationships and our love for the Lord? What Hurricane Harvey did for us is it decimated our community and caused a lot of damage. But it also helped us to reorganize our priorities, to remember that the most important things in our life is faith, is family, is hope, is love. For the couple of weeks after Hurricane Harvey, I think life made a whole lot of sense for a lot of people. Because things were a lot simpler. Yeah, it was hard. It was painful. And we're not even close to being done rebuilding. But it helped us remember to give to God what belongs to God. And to give to others what belongs to others. Our city is hurting. Our world is suffering. Our culture and our society is in a lot of pain. But God is here in our midst. And He's here to tell us, I'm the Lord your God. There is no other. Follow me because I love you. My friends, when we struggle with life, when we struggle with all of these things that really aren't that important, we can always come back to God and say, God, we need you. We love you. We want to follow you. We are nothing without you. And my friends, that is an incredible, incredible blessing for us in our lives. As I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, we have a group of seminarians here on their pastoral visit. My job by day is I am the vocation director for the diocese. And I get to try to help young people, and people of all ages, really, figure out their vocation in life. Are you given to God in life what belongs to God? Are you doing the vocation that God has placed in your heart to help you grow in holiness? For a lot of people in the world, God is calling them to give their lives in service to the church, to consider being a priest, a brother, a sister, a nun, to lay down their lives completely in service to the Lord. I ask you today to join me in praying for an increase in vocations, that more men will come forth for the priesthood, more women will come forth for the religious life, that men and women will answer the call to the Lord to put the priorities in life in the right order so they can love the way that God wants us to love, so that God can pour in our hearts the way He wants us to love. And we pray for our friends at St. Mary's Seminary who are in the process of giving their heart to Jesus, to be formed by His love, to be made shepherds, to guide and to sanctify His holy people. We pray today that we look into our own lives. Look at those things that really aren't as important, and ask God for His grace and His strength so that we can give to God what belongs to God.